Loren Powell Jobs funded Aussie media CEO convicted in massive fraud scheme. By David Ng on July 16, 2024. The spectacular collapse of Aussie media continues to take casualties, with a New York jury on Tuesday finding CEO Carlos Watson guilty for his role in the company's multi-million-dollar fraud scheme to fool investors. He faces up to 37 years in jail after being convicted of fraud and conspiracy charges following the 8-week federal trial. Aussie media, which was funded in large part by left-wing billionaire Loren Powell Jobs, shut its doors last year after the New York Times ran an explosive investigation uncovering a scheme involving Watson and Aussie COO Samir Rao to impersonate executives from YouTube and other firms in order to land investment dollars. The brazen plot involved years of deception that also included the misrepresentation and falsification of Aussie's financial results, debts, and audience size. Aussie was launched in 2013 as an entertainment and news company with the intent to produce TV and online content, as well as podcasts, for various outlets. Loren Powell Jobs, the widow of Apple Steve Jobs, was one of the company's main funders, securing a seat on Aussie's board of directors. Other investors included Silicon Valley venture capitalist Ron Conway and the German media conglomerate Axel Springer. As detailed in Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe's book Breaking the News, Loren Powell Jobs' vast wealth has enabled her to amass numerous news outlets under her entity called the Emerson Collective. One of those outlets is The Atlantic, the once venerated magazine that has become a left-wing propaganda platform that has published such infamous claims as the Trump Suckers and Losers hoax. Despite Powell Jobs' wealth, which has been estimated at more than $13 billion, Aussie media received millions in dollars in PPP loans during the coronavirus pandemic, according to Breaking the News. Aussie COO Samir Rao and former chief of staff Susie Hahn both entered plea deals with the government last year. Among the revelations in the scandal was Rao's decision to impersonate a YouTube executive on a call with Goldman Sachs in an effort to dupe the investment bank into backing Aussie. Lawyers for Aussie CEO Carlos Watson said they intend to appeal Tuesday's conviction. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.